Good day. I'm Ann Jui, James Sawyers with JIS Media News for Monday, May 28. Coming up, Yadai Project relocated to the office of the Prime Minister, public education campaign on flood mitigation practices to be launched, and BPO Centre coming to Eastern St. Andrew. The news in detail after the break.
Like you, we believe in the growth of our country, a Jamaica where we can live, play, and do business. The Special Economic Zone Authority is an agency charged with growing our economy through special economic zones. Our incentives allow businesses to grow and prosper. We're your friendly regulators, working to build Jamaica's business brand. We're process-driven, performance-based, and results-oriented. To find out more, visit us at jseza.com or call 876-619-7392. Growing our economy is everyone's business.
Now the news. The Ministry of Local Government and Community Development is to embark on a public sensitization campaign to promote proper flood mitigation practices. Portfolio Minister Desmond McKenzie says the initiative, to be rolled out in the next 2 to 3 months, will see improved collaboration between the government and citizens to minimize the effects of flooding.
The limited resources that is available at times is not adequate to respond to the needs that exist right across the various municipalities. And while it is government's responsibility to ensure that we minimize the effects, but the country also has a great responsibility in assisting to minimize the effects of flooding.
The minister was addressing a special meeting of the Hanover Municipal Corporation recently. The campaign will begin with a 3-day orientation session in June with all disaster coordinators across the country. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Finance and the Public Service, Favour Williams, has announced that a major business processing outsourcing BPO centre is to be constructed in her St. Andrew Eastern constituency next year. She says the BPO centre will feature some 400,000 square feet of space and will provide jobs for 500 persons during phase one.
This project will transform the communities along Mountain View, and they include Backbush, Top Range, Jarrett Lane and Saunders Avenue, Vineyard Town in the other constituency, Nannyville, Jakes Road. It's going to transform that corridor.
Minister Favour Williams was making her contribution to the sectoral debate in the House of Representatives recently. She says the BPO Centre will be the latest addition to the other job-creating opportunities in the constituency, such as road infrastructure works and zinc fence removal and replacement projects. The Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation will now give oversight to the youth employment in the Digital Animation Industry Yadai project. Formerly housed in the Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology, the project seeks to foster youth employment and innovation in the animation field. State Minister for Education, Youth and Information Floyd Green says the restructuring is part of a strategic move aimed at accelerating the growth of the local animation industry.
I know that we have all these resources housed under the office of the Prime Minister with the direct attention and direction from the highest level of government. We expect that some of the bureaucratic issues that have plagued us will be moved out as we move now to see how can we get our animation industry right across the length and breadth of Jamaica.
Minister Green was addressing stakeholders on the opening of the 2-day Jamaica Digital Screen Business Conference at the Spanish Court Hotel in New Kingston recently. And the Youth Ministry is urging children to desist from oversharing personal information on social media platforms. This in light of recent information indicating that children are more likely to go missing after making face-to-face contact with strangers with whom they exchange information online. State Minister for Youth Floyd Green says children are exposing themselves to danger by posting their locations and other identifying information online. Children are being encouraged to only add friends or followers they know, never to meet up with persons online, and never to share addresses, numbers, and schools. According to data from the Ananda Alert Secretariat, a total of 1,674 children were reported missing in 2017, a 3% decline when compared to 2016. Of those children, a total of 1,476 were returned home, maintaining a 9 out of 10 return or rate of recovery for missing children. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.